in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD. Todd Michael Dean. Hello, Todd.
How you doing, Annie?
Where are you living?
I live in Mount Kisco right now.
You're in Mount Kisco. Has it always been country-ish kind of music for you?
Started out with the keyboard player, and it started out with everything from Emerson, Lake and Palmer to Head East, anything keyboard-oriented.
Sure.
And about keyboards. And then I got into a Southern Rock blues band, and I really felt a passion for that. And then I heard Travis Tritt for the first time, and I was like, you know what, that's really what I like doing.
Did it start early for you in life, songwriting and playing, and were you in like bands all over the place?
I started playing classical piano when I was like 9, banging out classical music on an old upright piano. So you will hear it, a little hint of classical in some of my stuff.
Sure.
Not that I can really play a lick of classical now, but you will hear a hint of it. And I just grew after that towards rock versus classical. And then I played in a bunch of bands, and I had one that was almost successful with Atlantic Records. And that was a Southern Rock blues band. We did a lot of opening acts, came really close to some things. When it became really serious, everybody started quitting one by one, so it left me on my own. And then I did an EP in New York that went up to number one on about 40 jukeboxes, but I couldn't promote it live, so the project pretty much died. And that's when I decided to try my hand at writing and publishing.
You've had a lot of almosts in your musical career, right?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, and it hasn't really discouraged you, or has it? What do you think?
I gave up for about 7-8 years and said, I'll just find something else to do. But you find when you're a musician or a songwriter, you can put it down, but it's never out of your system. You're always going to pick it back up. So I had given up for about 7-8 years, came close to some things again, just said, you know, this is what I want to do. So I packed up and moved to Nashville again and got some stuff heard by some people.
So what made you come back after all those years to music?
I think it was just that I was going nuts not playing. You know, once you play in bands and once you write songs, once you get a taste of the music business, there's almost nothing like it. It's exciting. It's different stuff to do all the time. Sometimes you're in a studio. Sometimes you're playing live. Sometimes you're writing. It's interesting. And I think the passion for that just led me back to it.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Todd Michael Dean. What kind of things inspire your songwriting?
Good songs. Sometimes I'll go back and listen to some older stuff for inspiration, some old Skinner, Allman Brothers, blues stuff, and then throw in some Thin Lizzy here and some other stuff here and there, you know.
Now, when you went to Nashville for that time, what did you discover about Nashville that maybe you didn't know already?
The second time I went to Nashville, I found out that it changed a lot. It's very difficult to get songs heard these days.
Yeah.
What they used to call music row, that used to be lined with music publishers. So 20 years ago, you would be able to just walk down those roads and knock on a door, and a publisher would, chances are, listen to your stuff. Now, music row is mostly residential. And if there's 5 publishers who are still open, that's a lot. But you got to know the right people, and getting to know the right people can be difficult sometimes.
What should one do to get their songs heard? You seem to have experience in this.
Hang out with people who are in the music business. Try to get the people who are really in the music business. Don't listen to the guy who plays in a garage band down the street, because he's not going to lead you in the right direction. You got to get to the people who are going to make a difference. And if that's just pounding somebody until they say yes and open a door, then that's what you got to do. But make sure you got the goods when they open the door, because if you don't have the goods when they open the door, you're never going to get hurt again.
What is your goal, Todd?
I'm planning on getting in the studio in the next couple months and recording 4 or 5 that I have done, because I just can't get past those 4 or 5 until I hear them in a studio. So it may turn into an album project. I'm not really sure. I'm a little old for a record deal. But if I'm not going to get a publishing deal, I might as well release it by myself.
It's kind of a young person's game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about one of your cool songs called Forgetting You. How did that happen? Where did it start?
That was actually something that I was just tinkering around on guitar with. And I believe I came up with the chorus first. And then I didn't want to really get into a storyline, like, okay, you know, these people met, and this guy fell in love, and then they got married, and they did this. Forgetting You is more, it's the end. That's what it is. It's me describing the end. It's not a story song. It's more statements about the end of a relationship, and that's what it is. It's all about the end, and this poor guy is going to go through the rest of his life trying to forget this woman.
Todd Michael Dean, do you have gigs in the Hudson Valley? You got shows coming up?
No, you know, there's not a lot of songwriter nights in the Hudson Valley. I mean, you can go down the city, but to go down the city to play 2 or 3 songs, it's really not worth it.
What's your website? Where can people find out more about Todd Michael Dean?
The only place you can find me is Facebook. Facebook, and that's Todd Dean, and you'll see a little angel with a tilted halo.
Todd Michael Dean, keep writing, keep in touch, and good luck in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Here is his song, Forgetting You. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, man.